Thanks for tuning in to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalene Smith-Needham here with film guru KCT Allen. Thanks for being here.
Hello.
And we are in the dog days of summer. We're still seeing those big blockbuster summer films coming out each week. This week you had the chance to see Marvel Comics film, The Ant-Man and the Wasp. Does this one stand out from the rest? What did you think?
So Ant-Man and the Wasp is a PG-13 sequel to the original film, or initial film, from 2015, Ant-Man, directed by Peyton Reed, who also directed the initial 2015 film. We're treated to another superhero movie that's part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Ant-Man is all about nanotechnology that allows him to shrink to the size of the title insect to fight a new villain, but now alongside a partner named the Wasp. So the movie has all the expected elements for a superhero film: fast-paced fight scenes, a fun car chase through the streets of San Francisco, and lots of dry, awkward humor. This movie made me feel similar to how I felt watching the recently released Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom. I felt like I'd seen all the same content before, the same types of action, the same moments of excitement, the same funny, lighthearted dialogue. And yes, it's important to have consistency when you're making a sequel, but I wish that the film would have tried to step outside of the box a bit more.
A mild recommendation?
Mild recommendation, yes.
All right, well, as always, we like to find out what's coming out for the weekend. Any other big summer blockbuster films we can look forward to?
Dwayne Johnson is back for Skyscraper. It's like a sexy 21st century version of The Towering Inferno. And then another animated film, Hotel Transylvania 3.
All right, thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure, thank you.